Paul here with today's tip to help you pass a CLS. Hydrogen ions is one of the H's in the H and T reversible causes of cardiac arrest. When considering hydrogen ions as a cause, what we're looking at is the patient's pH, or acid-base balance, and conditions that affect it. Hydrogen ion imbalance as an H and T reversible cause is today's PASS ACLS tip topic. Listening to a tip or two a day for a few weeks before your class will help to cement the key concepts needed for you to pass your ACLS written exam and MegaCode. Push the plus, follow, or subscribe button in your listening app now, then listen to short 3 to 9 minute long episodes that cover a core ACLS topic at your convenience. For more free ACLS-related podcasts, check out the pod resource page at passacls.com. Going back to intro chemistry, remember that the H in pH is hydrogen. Technically, pH is the negative log of H plus concentration. The pH scale goes from 0 to 14, with a pH of 7 being neutral. Different parts of the body have different pH, but when we discuss a patient's overall pH, we use blood as a reference, and the pH should be between 7.35 and 7.45. In the human body, a serum pH greater than 7.45 indicates that the patient is alkalotic or in a state of alkalosis, while a pH less than 7.35 indicates that the patient is acidic or in a state of acidosis. Some common causes that may lead us to suspect acidosis include hypoxia, hypoventilation, DKA, prolonged seizures, CHF, aspirin overdose, drowning, and liver or kidney failure. Some things that may lead us to suspect a person has alkalosis include excessive or prolonged vomiting, use of certain diuretic medications, a history of adrenal disease, and electrolyte imbalance. Mild acidosis with an elevated CO2 may benefit by slightly increasing the rate of ventilations from 10 breaths to 12 breaths a minute, or from 1 breath every 6 seconds to 1 breath every 5. Small changes like this can have profound effects on CO2 and pH. Be sure to avoid excessive ventilation, which can increase thoracic pressure and decrease the effectiveness of CPR due to compression of the vena cava. For patients with a long hypoxic downtime or a high suspicion of metabolic acidosis, sodium bicarbonate is indicated after we've ensured adequate ventilation. The dose for bicarb is 1 milliequivalent per kilogram. A common prefilled for bicarb is 50 milliequivalents in 50 milliliters. Using a 220-pound patient, 100 milliequivalents of bicarb IV push is indicated, and that would require 2 prefilled syringes or amps. Bicarb converts acids to carbon dioxide, so adequate ventilation must be maintained. Treatment of alkalosis is aimed at reversal of the underlying cause. Getting ABGs and electrolytes will aid in identifying specific imbalances that can be correlated to the patient's history. The treatment will depend on the type of alkalosis, metabolic or respiratory. If during a code you have trouble correlating the patient's history with their pH in labs, ask your teammates for help. Just say something like, "Does anyone see anything that would lead us to suspect a pH problem?" And then listen. If you'd like to learn more about acid-base balance, common disorders, and how they're treated when identified before a cardiac arrest, check out the pod resource page at passacls.com. These podcasts cover ACLS-related topics, but at a greater level than what's needed to pass your class. Many of the shows I link to are just as entertaining as they are educational, and some even provide continuing education credits. I hope that you enjoy them as much as I do. If you found value in today's tip on hydrogen ions as an H and T reversible cause, consider giving back via the link in the episode notes or sharing PASS ACLS with your contacts on LinkedIn or other social media. I'm here to help you pass ACLS. Thanks for listening, and good luck with your class.